new user icons. Man, it's, y'all are going crazy out there. Get out there. Get out there further so I can make this turn with you. Come on. All right, there we go. All right, let's see what's on the radio. Let's go with the actual radio. I want it in the L Segundo. I gotta get it, I got to get it. My mother went away for a month floor trip. Others are friends on the ocean line of shit. She made a big mistake by leaving me home. Uh-huh. I had to roam, so I picked up the phone. Got Ollie up to see what was going down. Told him I'd pick him up so we could drive around. Right now, even police get clapped right now. Break all breakdown. Look at all of these baddies. I got your bitch on Fifth Fab. I'm daddy. Hey, shooters in the cover, 100
shooters in the cover. That much of a catalog?
Nah,
it's impressive.
I mean, but when I think about all the mixtapes and everything I got, it's just no telling how many songs that I've written, you know what I mean? So it's crazy. Because I hear stuff now, I'd be like, ooh, when I do that?
You don't remember when you did stuff.
Because it was like some of the first stuff, Streets Watching, or features I did. You know, I heard the Chua Santana song. I forgot, you know, we did the... let me show you how to make that. You know what I mean? I forgot all about that.
How about the diamonds on my damn chain, Joe?
Yeah, I forgot about that too.
Do you do the shit like, okay, I got 8 albums, I got about 1,000 songs out there.
Right.
Hey, y'all say it.
Right.
Just put it on that.
Just put the microphone on.
Would you forget the words ever for them?
Nah. If it's something I'm doing, like, say, if it's a show or something, if I hear the song one time, I got it.
Mm-hmm.
But, By the way, that's what I do, though, at the shows.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because sometimes you get like, all right, man, for the last time, put on. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's just love, you know, to see people, you know, love what you do. And it makes them happy, you know what I'm saying? And it makes them, you know, feel good. It makes them feel like putting on.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If you had a show and the beat drop, you see it. You know what I mean? Or whether you in Dallas, Chicago, Texas, Tampa, D.C., is the same love. So to me, you know, it's like when you write them songs and you see the reaction, that's what it's for.
Is it still the same process? 8 albums in?
Yeah.
Are you doing the same? Is it the same process for you?
I mean, it might be even more critical, should I say, because it's like I treat every album or even every song like my first song. So like this last album, I really pushed myself.
You've got something you think you need to prove to the public, to yourself.
Nah,
what are you pushing for?
Just pushing yourself to, you know, just to make the best music that you can make. You know what I mean? I know a lot of people make, you know, have fun when they make music, but to me, my music is a little different. It's about, you know, how hard I go to make somebody else go hard, you know, when they do it. Because I hear a lot of people be like, yo, let's see music in the gym, man. I'm turned up.
Yeah.
But it's like they hear that passion when I was making it.
That motivation thing really,
right.
Really exists for a reason for
you. Yeah.
I told you that.
In conversation, too, though. You know, I can see somebody on the street. They'd be like, yo, I'm trying to get with you. I'm like, man, try.
But you got that energy already to kind of pump people up.
Let's get it. What's the hold up?
I told you last time, you know, I know that you relate to a whole different segment of people that, you know, the only kitchen I know is my mama's kitchen.
Right.
Regular shit in the kitchen.
My mama's kitchen, too. You know?
Baking soda is meant to make the motherfucking kitchen, the refrigerator fresh.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Yes.
But I told you last time you were here, you... And the beauty about a Young Jeezy album, and this is why I'm so excited about hearing the new project in its entirety, is that a song like of one of the projects is called Enough.
Right.
Like, it's not one of your big crazy hits, but I'm telling you right now, man, when I hear that song in the gym,
right,
it's what your brand is about.
Right.
It's about
motivation.
It
plays the role that it's got there's a lane right there for it.
It's got a life of its own because a lot of cats do. It's acquired taste too, though. You know what I'm saying? You got to really be a person that challenges adversity head on to appreciate a song like that. You know what I mean? Because it's like your Rocky moment. You know what I mean? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like you're running upstairs.
That last 2 minutes on that motherfucker.
Yeah.
Are you grind strong or not? I got to do this.
And by the way, when I wrote it, I think Kino gave me that beat and I wrote it. And I was like, yo, this is going to be like a... big song, and when I sat down and listened to it, I'm like, it shouldn't be a big song. It should be for. It shouldn't be. I love it. Yeah. It should be enough.
Yeah.
Cause somebody gonna appreciate it. Whether it's 1,000, 1,000,000 people, like somebody gonna go. And it's crazy because when people bring up that Seen It All album, that's the first song they talk about.
Yeah.
But you don't have to recreate yourself, is what you're saying.
No, I mean, I just have to, you know, because I ain't Superman. I got things that go on in my life. I feel like, they say I can't do that again, or you think I can't do that? Okay, cool. So the songs actually, you know, pump me up as well, because I make them, and I listen to them, and I put them together and make sure they're right. And it's like, you know, I might go harder on a certain part, or say something on a certain part, and it might apply to me. Yeah. But what's dope about it is, you know, other people hear it, they like, oh, yeah, that's... You know what I mean? And that's, like, even with the new joint, like, Church in the Streets, that's what it really was to me. It's like, when you go to church and the preacher talking, you know, 9 times out of 10, you feel like he's talking to you.
You, yeah.
In one shape, form, and fashion. So it's like...
Fornication!
Right.
That was me right. Last night, Lord. I'm sorry.
But for me...
Standing in the need of prayer. Number 5? Are we ready now? All right, it is. Number 5.
JQ, all right, we're going to do this from H-Town. Man, I got to give an H-Town banger. My homie GT featuring B-King and the Sauce Twins. This song is called Every Time.
And the Sauce Twins?
Dropping, spinning, matriculating, clapping. Shout out to B-Live, you know what I'm saying? That's what we do right there.
Speak that.
This is a hard-hitting banger, H-Town, Texas. We in the building.
Talk that shit.
Man, we talk that pimp talk.
Hustle and flow talk.
Serious thing. This is the heavy hitter. Number 5.
And it was like this old dilapidated school or whatever. And we just had that song and that video. It probably had been out for maybe 3 weeks. And it was our first show with having product out.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, the auditorium was like packed, 2,000 people. I'm like, wow, we just doing one song, right? I kept saying, and he was like, yeah, it's just one song. I know the song is mad. Yeah, and Rosie Perez was on this doing the chew gum thing that she was doing. And I was like, wow, words like this one. What, I think I like this record now. And yo, we did the song. We just did the one song. They was acting like we performed 2 hours. It was like, you know, wild pandemonium over this. And I'm like, yo, this ill. I don't know if it was more about the fact that this was a song, maybe it was a song, our connection to De La, our connection to the Buddy thing. There was just a buzz about us, too, overall. So the city was, like, on fire just for that one performance. We did it, and we left.
All right, let's take a question.
Sorry about that. Sorry about that.
Let's take a question from the audience. Guys. Angel has a question for you. Angel?
Sorry. Yeah, guys, how you doing? How does it feel to look back 25 years later and see the importance of this album, and not only your legacy, but the legacy of hip-hop as well?
Any one of y'all can answer, Fife.
Well, see, that's the thing about having four people, because you never know who's going to jump up and see. You try to be courteous to see who's going to speak first. Yeah. So is anybody going to speak before I...
I got it real quick.
It's starting like getting all on the line, right? It's a blessing. It's a blessing. Like, I didn't know it was going to be this big. I didn't know it was going to be this major. I thought we were just going to be hood, celebrities in our hood. You know what I mean?
Hoodlums.
Nah. Celebrities in our hood. But when you go into places like Japan, Australia, London, Sweden, and they're knowing word for word, hardly speaking English, but they know word for word, it's like, really? Oh, I'm really going to get a chance to take care of my family. So you just got to thank the man above at the end of the day.
Absolutely. Give it up for that. Give it up. Shari has a question. Shari.
Hi, how you doing?
Hi.
You were one of the first hip-hop rap groups that touched my soul with your stories. I'm a high school teacher today, and students feel the same way about your music today. What do you think it is about your music that touches people so deeply across generations? And it's a two-part question. And did you believe that your music would be timeless? Why or why not?
I guess when we were doing it, we were just trying to be honest and just not really try to put on any airs and pretend. And I think that the thing that heightened that for us too, Ed, is that, you know, there was a certain bar. There was you had to be dead nice back then to get down. Because you had to think about it. It was Run DMC, it was Public Enemy, it was Dean. You know, you really, it was NWA. You had to be nice. Slick Rick, Kane, these dudes was walking the earth like a lot. Crying and breathing and like, you know what I'm saying? So we like really had to, you really had to kind of connect to who you were. Because if you were to put on any kind of fakeness, you could get kicked from the highest point of the mountain. You bit rhymes, mm-hmm. you could get hurt. You didn't write your joint, you get screamed on. Dudes would be ready to hook off on you. You know, and if you weren't honest, you'd be phony and ostracized. So these were, you know, it may seem hard, it may seem kind of gladiator kind of vibe, but those were the things that we grew up around. And it made us connect to our music and who we were more. So when it came out, like, with this kind of brazen kind of, like, individual style, I guess, like this thing that people, these nuances that people never seen or heard before in an era of these great godlike MCs who were, like, man boys. And we come out with our sensibility and we stand out, it kind of makes them all kind of like say, wow, I really thought they kept it honest. Damn, that's dope. So I think that sensibility, that kind of still resonates today. And it has tenets that I guess leads to, you know, being yourself, being who you are, celebrating who you are. Not being afraid to voice that. And the second part of your question, I don't know if any of them.
Second part of the question was, did you believe that your music would be timeless? Why or why not? Fife?
I was hoping it would be. You know what I mean? But, I'm surrounded by genius.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And I thought it was going to blow up. I personally thought it was going to blow up. I thought it was going to be timeless, most definitely. So, we're here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It felt smooth going down, put it like that. It's like, oh, this tastes good. You know what I'm saying? I don't know, timeless?
And to piggyback on to the first part of the question, also, like, all of the stories and themes were very relatable. There are things that could have possibly happened to you, not like I walked out the door, pulled out the 4-5. Like, you know what I'm saying? Wasn't things like that.
Yeah, that's a small percentage.
Small percentage of people. Second thing, I don't remember who said it or who told us first, whatever, about not saying the years on the records.
Yeah. Oh, that was Lodge.
That was Lodge Professor. So that was definitely something that we thought about. That was definitely in the back of my mind.
Also, I think, too, we never put ourselves on the cover. Like, you know, the lady was, we felt hip-hop, like the black lady, the red, black, and green lady was like our thing for hip-hop. We saw hip-hop as a thing of beauty. We saw hip-hop as a thing of power. We saw hip-hop as a
I'm heading
strength,
in.
Which is
going in the zone. I don't know what'll happen.
Is it embodied? So, you know, we felt that was what hip-hop was. So we put that on our front cover. You know what I'm saying? And particularly, not to veer off subject, but with Low End Theory, you wanted to put a kind of naked painted, you know what I'm saying? But it's just like, we didn't really want to put our faces up front. We wanted the music to be the face, you know what I'm saying? So I guess a lot of that, too, kind of helped us endure.
I think just to add
you
to
look
a
at
little
ugly faces.
To add to what Q-Tip is saying, I think also was digested in a way that Tribe Called Quest was a good place. If you want to go see a show, it's a hip-hop show. It's an artist that you can go to safely. You can take your girlfriend if you're 15, 16, 18. You know it's not going to be trouble there. It's like you're safe. You're listening to the music, you're safe.
But you guys don't all come from a safe zone.
Yeah, but...
And that's the thing that really trips me out about your music. I know where y'all dudes
are
from.
Yo,
I'm from the city. It was all kind of shit going on over there.
I was saying to somebody earlier, I was like, because somebody asked me, and it's not to veer, but somebody asked me, yo, why wasn't your shit more representative? I know where you came. Why wasn't it more representative of what you were? And I was like, yo, where I came up and the shit that I went through and saw, like, I didn't want to bring that. I had to do things, and I had to be involved in things and that I'm not proud of and things that I saw I'm not proud of. I didn't want to, at a very early age, and I did not want to. It scared me shitless. I was a kid, and I didn't want to put that in my music. I didn't want that energy. I didn't want to promote that. And plus, at the time, to be quite honest, if it wasn't N.W.A. or Just Ice or probably
KRS,
there wasn't, to really think about it, wasn't too many dudes walking around in 88, 89 talking about they click-clacking on somebody and open your pockets up and all of that. You know what I'm saying? It was a certain type of thing that was just... Gangsters ain't really talk.
And they were locked up, too.
Yeah. Gangsters ain't... real shooters ain't saying who they are.
For real. So, let's play another song. Can we play another song? Let's play Bonita Applebaum right now. You gotta put me on. Sirius XM, Tribe Called Quest, Town Hall, 25 years. People can seek to travel in the path of rhythm.
If Memphis, we'll give y'all some Juicy J shit. It's called You Can't.
Playing.
Yeah, you like this shit. I'm telling you. You don't like this shit.
It is your number three.
Three.
Man, this shit crazy, Zay.
That's good. You'll get crushed when I bust on beats. And you'll never hear me holler bullshit for the streets. I'm not anti-white or anti-nigger, just anti-ignorant and anti-idiot. LP make the beat and ain't I killing it? Don't care who you are. If I ain't feeling it, I'm telling your ass. Fuck you and these labels that be selling that trash. And you underground artists with yourself.
Going through a million yellow lights coming through here. Like I'm barely making it through all these intersections. I'm gonna make this one. But I might not make the next one. Oh, I'm gonna make it. One more.
Way back in 92, you had Slaughter, Warren, Slayer, and Firehouse. Thought this rap thing is cool. Hey, I'm
made it.
Try it out. It's only do and do not.
One more, and I think I... Oh, man. But I missed the one that matters. I missed the left turn on the lumbar. That's the one that actually... It don't matter if I make this one now. Oh, well.
Mother nocturnal when my mind started to travel on how I used to seek out MCs for reps to unravel. Now who think I can't battle rap? Cause I roll a Cadillac. Put your money where your pie hole is. And watch me fuck you out your cash like my name was Jason Biggs. I'm making kids want to grow up to be astronauts again. Cause they see being an MC is not an option when there's a hungry motherfucker like me looking for fresh meat to make them look foolish as hell over their best. I press heat to your ear like guys who will boom, hoping that it goes platinum like in Cosby cartoons. If I don't get a plaque on my wall, platinum release, I'll still be a classic to y'all. With plaque on my teeth, chain smoking, prank choking the shit out of rappers. Had to end your beginning to start the next chapter. Now I'm on some other shit like the Mr. Common Prayer. So they end Ron Affair or Andre's hair. Somebody else fight, but I just don't care what you say and where you from. I'm the baddest motherfucker touching down on kick drums. Such a sick tongue, I should be in high seat. Have to wear this long beard just to hide the ID. My ghost since I was young, reapply MC. So I jumped off the gym to your high D. Fell flat on my face, everyone laughed at me. Now my flow so strong, gravity defies me. And I float on air without a pair of Nikes. So you just can't compare the flows rare like these. Come on, you like it? I'm gonna make it.
man. Remix of that song that I like a little faster. Definitely not that. Nope. This song is the first time I ever heard about what a sideshow was. It was like 1990 or something like that. There was a somewhere around Oakland, like there were 200 cars on the fucking freeway doing up to fucking some kind of fucking no good. It sounds cool. Now I got my Doja, sipping the nitro, peace play boy. I'm on my way to the sideshow, down Bancroft to the light. Let me warm it up. I hit a donut tight. There's a Chevy on my side, window straight in. I think he got hype when he saw me spinning. I'm up out of there, sideways to the next light. Phones kind of smoking, but seems still tight. All right, well, sideshow, going away and away. Pass this person. Head straight swaying to the sounds of the 415 and the Lobster. Gave them time to get in before the lane closed, but they had to be fucking weird about it, so. I said, oh no, baby, that ain't me. You listen to the sounds of the LOC, the same click. The 415, we make paper for backup, bitch. I can see you got the papers. I'm lazy, toe up, toe down low. She's looking for some dick in the sideshow. You know what I'm saying? In Oakland, California, every Saturday night, brothers be ride, straight late scene, drop top, buckets, high performance. Really don't think the police can't leave, but now they're gone. In other words, the sideshow's home. Troy's in the mask for straight up lit. Shorts coming through on the bins with a kid. Oakland's moving something. 200 cars. From the deuce coming through in one fucking sideshow on the freeway. That sounds fucking awesome. I mean, also dangerous, right? But, like.
Today, we're going to be making crack. First, ounces of coke.
Mixing it
with water in a pot on the stove. Step to make your boat as sad.
Baking soda.
If the flame is low, then turn it up.
And stir it up. Finally.
Just wait.
Wait till it gets hard.
To bag it up, you got a key. Homie, that's the recipe.
That's the recipe.
First, take 36 ounces of coke.
Conversation with the carpet and cuticle. I was eating food when a dude pseudo suitable I'll send my rap talk to the backdrop from laptop to blacktop. You certainly appear to be mindfully stacked up. My iconoclastic rap stick is my uni website chapstick. I think L Cool J Academies are both fantastic. So-called experts can't see how the text works, so they comb through the textures of italicized excerpts. Believe me, it sucks acting impressed. Plus, the whole time he rhymed, he stared at my breasts. At best, he was neither ugly nor dumb. I guessed I'd rearrange the boredom and make it into bedroom. I said, let's go mass like headroom. We brought the ruckus like red rooms on the couch where I made out. With my hand on his paunch, he invited me to march in the million sperm launch. Fun talk stopped when we heard the front door unlock. Zed made such a grand entrance, dude, you'd think we'd need sunblock. At long last, he walked past and let out a calm blast of bombast. Before he set down his briefcase, I said, you're a queef face, go back to Boston. When I watched him, I guessed him, I waved through the flies and the guesses. My message were high, I thought of my time in the autumn, but not very awesome. Next, I took the express to 86 and left. Flexed my metro back in my wall and walked to the Metropolitan, the Great Hall. Had hundreds of boys straight out of 8-Ball. Wait, Paul Barman was posted at his station. He said for students with a $5 just a donation. Our eyes met. It's nice to be hypnotized by a man you don't despise yet. He had a type of flow and I can't quite label it. All I know, it made me want to take off my cable knit sweater. Oh, he better be hetero. I hope they don't catch us in the Lila Atchison. Wallace Wing when Paula Springs the Matheson. Rudely, he backlashed my booty like I was Susan Faludi over the Gracie Reading Rogers room rostrum. When I want some, I get some. If I'm lost in the flotsam and jetsam, I'll draw some Lacoste alligators chasing an opossum. I'm freaking awesome. When I want some, I get some. If I'm lost in the flotsam and jetsam, I'll draw some Lacoste alligators chasing an opossum. I'm freaking awesome.
Judge. 願いばかりの正論ばっかチャレンジ決まりきったもんを刺して這いずり回るどこぞの差し図で無数走るデンジャラスカイロー乗り込み乗り込み乗り込みは今毎回毎回外れるの昔の話じゃない今でもあるはずだぜ常識常識でも気なの投資行こう常備や安心もあるだろう頭を巻くと思う私の印象時期ドン引きよアウトン激動足つってバレんのも時期よサスペンス範囲が被害者公認もいいかなりのパーセンテージ常識最近正直よ日本なんてもういらないでしょそれがあなたよ常識
That might be my favorite Charisma.com song. If I had to pick one, that might be the one.
One, two, three. One, two, three. Rap, kick and hook in the ring. Lyrics. Busting up vocabulary. I want you all to hear it. Lyrics. Busting up the ring. Calls and busting up the rhyme. I'm thinking down the stomach because I want to hit the time. I'm thinking down the mouth because you know I never had it when I'm pulling down your pants because I want to get silent like a boa, a boa, a boa.
Everyone's cracked out for me. Is it 1983? Babies need the white fluff powder so they can stay on their knees for hours. Just admit you got a problem. It's snowing in Miami, ask Don Johnson. Meanwhile, in the Golden State, there's a own blonde bitch snorting H. Gaming like Kate Moss did. Losing contracts for their modeling gigs and shit. And it's a shame when a size 6 bitch losing tits just for a hit. That's life in the diamond lane. Mommy's hiding cocaine from a kid in the range. Most bitches are wasting time.
Nah.
Yo, I go by the name of Pharrell, I'm the Neptunes, and I just wanna let y'all know,
I'm your pusher.
The world is about to feel something that they never felt before.
Ghetto to ghetto, the backyard to yard. I sell it whip on whip, it's off the hard. I'm the neighborhood pusher, call me subwoofer, cause I pump bass like that jack on or off the track. I'm heavy cuz, ball to your fallers, you can duck to the Betty Gov. Sorry my love, but I'm seeing through these eyes. Benz convoys with the wagon on the side. Only big boys keep deuces on the ride. Gucci Chuck Taylor with the dragon on the side. Man, I make a buck while I scram. I'm trying to show y'all who the fuck I am. The Jews is flirting, be damned if I'm hurting. Legend in two games like I'm Pee Wee Kirkland. Platinum on the block with consistent hits. While Pharrell keep talking this music shit. Bake them cakes as fast as I can. And you can tell by how my bread stack up. Then disguise it as rap so the feds back up. Why shit like my whip like my chick topless. Doing a buck six with me in the cockpit. Grinding cousin, I got holes for a dozen. Even 11.5 if I see you keep it coming. In my weight, that's just as heavy as my name. So much dough I can't swear I won't change. Excuse me if my wealth got me full of myself. Cocky, something that I just can't help. Especially when them 20s are spinning like windmills. And the ice 32 below minus the wind chill. Filthy, the word that best defines me. I'm just grinding, man. Y'all never mind me. Stay in line with. See a nigga like me shining. My grind's about family, never been about fame. Them days I wasn't able, there was always came. 4.5, I'll get you in the game. Anything less is just a goddamn shame. Guess the way my watch got blue chips in the face. Glock with 2 tips, whoever gets in the way. Not to mention a hideaway that rests by the lake. Consider my raw demeanor, the icing on the cake. I'm grinding like a cripple. Balance weight through the hood, kids call me Mr. Sniffles. Other hand on my nickel, plated whistle. One eye closed, I'll hit you. As if I was Slick Rick, my aim is still an issue. Lose your soul in whichever palm I'm holding. One'll leave you frozen, the other nodding toes, and I'm grinding, Jack.
Mr. Sniffles.
Better stay in line with. You see a nigga like me shining, grinding. You know what I keep in the line is. Niggas better stay in line with. You see a nigga like me shining.
Back. I told my niggas if you hold me back was and tell me what you do with that. Made these bunnies easy and watch them ruin packs. I told my niggas if you hold me back.
Gotta get it, ain't no options out here. Options out here. A nigga just killed my partner out here. They wonder why we steady clocking out here. Cause niggas, they ain't really locking out here. And we ain't worried about them coppers out here. Do anything to try to stop us out here. No 9 to 5s, but we clocking out here. Every chance they get, you know they watch us out here. Gotta be that animal. Streets is like a jungle. It'll eat you like it's Hannibal. Wings split it, cantaloupe. Yeah, we see that every day. Candles lit, pour out liquor. Hope it take the pain away. I ain't trying to pay my way. I'm just trying to pay my way. Mama tell me, gotta save them pennies for them rainy days. Had me snatch that switch off that branch with some leaves on it. Fantasizing about some money. Trees on my trees on
it. Hold me back. From pursuing, ain't no coming back. We go get you, G's, now watch me do this, that. Make these money easy and watch them blow it back. I told my niggas if you hold me back. From pursuing, ain't no coming back. Pick your poison, tell me what you do with that. Make these money easy and watch them blow it back. I told my niggas if you hold me back.
Yeah. On this journey we call life, it's always gonna be obstacles, roadblocks, things trying to hold you back. Just keep pushing, don't let that stop you. Never give up, stay chasing money trees. Don't let nobody tell you can't do it, keep going.
Okay.
Know what I mean?
Yes, yes. Yes, I do, yes.
Don't let nobody stop you. I mean nobody. For what you believe in. Stay up, favor.
Good song.
Yak, yo, what's up?
girls, rub on your titties. Yeah, I said it, rub on your titties. New York City, gritty, committee, pity the fool that acts shitty in the midst of the calm, the witty. Y'all know the name. Power fucking march, ain't a damn thing changed. You all up in the range of shit, inebriated. Straight from your original plan, you deviated. I deviated the pain with long-term goals of my underground loop without the gold. You so glad around the world, I so wood in the hood. But when I'm in the street and shit, it's all good. A sooner motivated boom, you throw the game like boom. Way to rock, block, down the flip. Tips like a way to block shots. Styles way to let my lyrics annoy. If you're holding up the wall and you're missing the point, get the fuck up. Simon says, get the fuck up. Put your hands to the sky. Brooklyn in the back, shooting crash now. What's up? Girlies, rub on your titties. And I said, rub on your titties. New York City, gritty, committee, pity the fool that acts shitty in the midst of the calm, the witty. Yo, where you at? Uptown, let me see them. Notorious for the 6-5s and the BM. Let's get you deep, you put them in the mausoleum. And shit, don't start jumping till after 12 p.m. Ignorant minds to free them. If you're tired of the same old every day, you will agree them. The most obligated, hard, R-rated. Slated to be the best, I must confess the star made it. Some might even say the song is sexist. Cause I ask the girls to rub on the breasts. Whether you're riding a train or a Lexus, this is for either or, rollies the climax. It's wicked like Exorcist, this is the joint. You holding up the wall and you're missing the point. Get the fuck up. Simon says, get the fuck up. Throw your hands in the sky. The rump is in the back, shooting trash now. What's up? Girls, rub on your titties. I said, rub on your titties. New York City, gritty, committee, pity the fool that act shitty in the midst of the calm, the witty. New Jerusalem, get the fuck up. Shaolin, get the fuck up. Long Isle, get the fuck up. Worldwide, get the fuck up.
How close has Patrick gotten? I haven't checked in on him. He was streaming a little bit over the weekend, right? I think I watched some of that. Seemed like he was getting there. We'll be right back. I'll probably tune in and watch that if he's still streaming when I get home. I'm almost home. I'm home, so that's cool. I'm going to go be home. Hopefully you are being home as well. And yeah, see ya.